T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe. Well, we're going to go back out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Jim Larrañaga, the head coach for Canes Hoops. Get a big win over the weekend. Get to number 700. Coach, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Coach, I just want to say this, man. Congratulations. 700 friggin' wins. Unbelievable. And especially, I'm guessing for you, had to be special where you played at Providence to do it against the same team.
Well, Joe, thank you. Providence College is my alma mater. I enjoyed my basketball career there, but that was more than 50 years ago.
Now, doesn't matter, Coach. Really doesn't matter.
I'm really focused on our Miami basketball program and trying to be the best that we can be. We've got a great group of young men and had a terrific game plan that the players executed so well on Saturday afternoon. We beat a very good Providence Friar team and advanced to the championship yesterday, but unfortunately came up short against the Maryland Terrapins.
Well, let's get back to so much of that Maryland thing, Coach, and I know you're not one to talk about yourself and it's about your team and stuff. Coach, you ever think you stick around this long to see 700 wins, honestly?
Actually, no. You know, it's funny, about 20-something years ago, no, more than that, maybe 30 years ago, I was at a high school basketball game and Lefty Drizel was there. And he was like 60 years old at the time. And I said, man, I hope I'm not doing this when I'm 60. and now I'm 73 and I'm still doing it and still enjoying it. Oh, we got a terrific group of guys. I got a great staff, and we're in Uncasville, Connecticut, at the Mohegan Sun Casino, and Providence College packed this place on Saturday because it's only about an hour from the campus, and it was quite a game. Their fans were going crazy, and our guys really responded well.
Coach, I got to ask you about Omir Pack and Wong. It's pretty obvious early on. It's a 1-2-3 punch for scoring. And when those guys are all playing well, it usually looks pretty good with this 4-1 start. Anything surprise you with what you've seen from those three so far?
No, and Jordan Miller has been terrific as well. Those four guys. But the other guys are a little younger. And in today's college game, it's really experience that wins, the older, bigger teams. And, you know, we played a great game on Saturday, but yesterday we just did not have the energy to really compete at a high level. We got out-rebounded 38-20. Oof. And that's never going to work.
Coach, I always wonder, there are nights where you're out there, and you see, I mean, nobody knows a team like the coach knows. You're with them all the time, and you see your team just, whether it's their legs, they just don't have the jump in them like they usually do. What do you do on those nights when you see, oh boy, I don't see the sprinter gear tonight. I see a different gear. What's a coach do?
You know, it's interesting, Joe. When you're putting together the game plan, you're really evaluating what the opponent's strengths are and seeing how you can minimize those. In getting ready for Providence College, they were the 14th best offensive rebounding team in the country. So we spent a great deal of time just putting efforts into rebounding because we're really short. You know, we're 6'7", 6'7", 6'4", across the front line. And Providence is just much bigger than us. Yet we were able to out-rebound them by 10. And all the emphasis and focus was on that. The difficulty is in trying to repeat it less than 24 hours later. You know, we had no time to prepare for Maryland. Maryland didn't have time to prepare for us either, but they're just so much bigger than us. Their front line of 6'11", 6'8", 6'8", is bigger than 6'7", 6'7", 6'4". And so they were able to take advantage of their size, and we had very little time to prepare for that. And our guys, you know, gave it their best effort, but we just didn't have the juice.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, we had Mario Cristobal on earlier and talking about the transfer portal, which is just absolutely crazy now for every sport, baseball, basketball, football, everything. If you could make one adjustment to the transfer portal, and I understand you got two really good players out of it, is there anything you would do or you would recommend to the NCAA that they maybe change about the transfer portal?
No, I think what we have to understand is there's always been a lot of transfers. Always. You know, 50 years ago, 30 years ago. Now, there's more now. And the portal has made them eligible to play right away. That's the difference. So coaches used to get criticized as if a player left and transferred out, like there was something wrong with your program. And about 200 to 250 kids would transfer every year.
Right.
Now it's 1,700 kids are transferred.
Wow.
So it's 5-6 times more. And that's because now they don't have to sit out. Now, do I think it's okay that they can come in and play right away? Well, it's hard for me to argue with that, considering last year we had Charlie Moore and Jordan Miller in our starting lineup, transfers who played right away and got us to the Elite Eight.
Right.
Saturday, we played Providence College. Their starting five were all transfers.
Wow.
Four of them were transfers out of the portal who played right away, and one was someone who transferred a couple of years ago. So the landscape has changed. I don't think there's any changing it. I don't have any suggestion as to how to adjust it. I think it's here to stay. And I think because of it, teams that you compete against that have upperclassmen have a real advantage over the teams that are playing with youth.
Coach,
we have right now on our team, more than half our team are freshmen and sophomores. We have four freshmen. Five freshmen because we have a player who redshirted last year, and three sophomores. So eight of our guys are underclassmen. And so in the future, we're probably going to have to go to the transfer portal more. And I'm guessing Mario and our football program will have to do the same.
Yeah,
right.
That's agree.
And that's definitely something that we've asked Coach, and that's why I wanted to bring it up to you. How much is that going to change when it comes to season-by-season recruiting, which is obviously top dog? How much does a portal now change everything for you when you have to do that as much as almost the recruiting?
Yeah, the transfer portal is huge, and trying to identify players. Now, here's the thing about the transfer portal. Those guys who are at the top of the transfer portal rankings are going to be recruited like McDonald's All-Americans.
Right.
It's not going to be just Miami recruiting them or mid-majors recruiting them to get fill their rosters. It's going to be all the blue bloods. They're going to want to get older. They're not going to want to settle. There are a few teams that can get McDonald's All-Americans out of high school that are ready to play. They'll be one and dones. But everybody's looking for transfers. So the competition at that level, and when you add NIL into it, it's basically going to be pay for play.
Yep.
Right.
That's where we are right there, Coach. But listen, I don't want to get away. We want to congratulate you.
That's
I know
right.
You're downplaying a little bit. 700 wins, a lot of wins, Coach. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, Joe, give me a call back when I get my 800.
Yes.
Okay.
I like
hey,
that,
you
Coach.
Keep that around. I'll make you a promise. You keep going for that, and I'll keep working. They're trying to.
All right.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.